Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Edition. The what? Are you not excited about an offensive lineman and a third corner edition? The yes, I know other teams in the NFC are winning March, and there are some frustrated Packers fans out there. We will hear from you. And also those of you that are just hunky-dory with the way the first day of the negotiation period went edition. And the don't think for a second just because you weren't on the show yesterday, we forgot about Wisconsin losing to cellar dwelling Penn State on senior day as they head into the Big Ten tournament edition. Final four of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker. Got to tell a buddy of mine that that's one way to get the show when I was talking to him at a volleyball tournament the other day.
What's your buddy's name?
Streaming live video.
What's his name?
I don't want to keep his identity private.
Give a nickname. You ask me all the time. Who was it?
His name is
so,
Brian.
Who is it?
Well, I don't want him getting a big head that we're talking about him on the show. And he's because he's already got a big
head.
Why? He thinks he's kind of a big deal.
He's a fan of the show.
He's proud of the show. Yeah. Anyway, you can also watch streaming video on Twitter. Maybe. Not yet. Facebook and YouTube.
What up, B? Big B in the house.
I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And from his undisclosed video-free location, wherever he may be, he is the Packers Hall of Famer. He switched up the links, I know.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Is back after missing yesterday's program. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
What are you, Pat McAfee now? Saying what program? Oh, Pat McAfee always says program. Now you're saying program.
I want to be just like him. I'm hoping to get an exclusive weekly conversation with Aaron Rodgers. I like him.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I'm doing great. I feel vindicated a little bit from y'all because I tried telling you all the last 2 weeks that we're going to sign an interior offensive lineman. I tried telling you that. I heard birdies. Remember when I kept saying birdies are chirping?
Yeah. It's good to have birdies.
I did not realize to this degree, but I think this sets forth a cascade of different moves. And here's where I'm struggling. You know, Bulaga comes on every Wednesday. He breaks down film. Mm-hmm. We look at rushing stats and giving up sacks. And I think we're looking at, we looked at it as if this was a pretty good group, the guys up front. And I don't think Goody felt that way. So if Goody didn't feel that way, again, don't tell me about it. Show me about it. He showed you yesterday he didn't feel it and that they needed to get better. So here we go. And this move is something that the Packers needed to do.
$77 million is a lot for a guard. I am very, very, very interested in the structure. Because, first of all, we know the Packers tend to make these really two-year deals, and then we can get out if we made a mistake.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
So that's part of it. The other part of it is, and this is just me having done this for a long time, there's a couple of tells when the newsbreakers, the Pelisseros, the Rappaports, the Schefters put this stuff out.
The Brusts.
Only on schedule items.
Who would guess that Brust has broken more news than Jason this year? That's surprising, too, but I digress. Continue.
I am intrigued by the fact that no one has the signing bonus or the guaranteed money contained in this contract to Aaron Banks. Usually, correct me if I'm wrong, having played in the league for hundreds of years, usually that's one of the things agents like to puff their chests out about. I got my guy this much guaranteed. I saw, I think it was Spotrac that pointed out that the only guaranteed money is the signing bonus. There were also Tom Pelissero posting that 63 of the 77 million is in the first 3 years. Okay, that still doesn't mean it's guaranteed. And guaranteed money, as we all know, is what it's all about in the NFL because, as we see every spring, the loyalty only goes one direction, right? You get to year three or four of a contract and you're not performing. It's not guaranteed like the NBA or Major League Baseball or even the NHL. You're donezo. Cap casualty. We're going to carry the dead cap money, but you're not getting another penny from us. So I'm eager to see what the structure is on his deal because it was not out there. Nate Hobbs is
16
million.
So what, you think
million.
It's low?
Yeah.
The odds tell you it's low.
Right. Otherwise, why would it be out there? Wouldn't it be out there? Right?
Yeah.
It's the same as when a guy signs a contract and the report is Jesse Nelson signed a four-year deal worth up to $78 million. That's because it's not worth $78 million. It's worth less, and he's going to have to achieve a bunch of incentives. So, I don't want to judge that signing other than what does it mean for the Packers' offensive line? I believe, with good reason, that Matt LaFleur walked out of Lincoln Financial Field saying, we got to get better on both lines. And I keep going back to this, and Rob Domofsky mentioned this, and I remember thinking of it in the moment. After the San Francisco game, before they played Miami, during that brief window in that short week, Rob was going to do a nice piece on how great the offensive line was playing. And Matt LaFleur, given the opportunity with a chance to help Rob write a positive story, replied, we got to be a lot better. We weren't good enough. And I think ever since then, and then seeing what the offensive line of the Eagles was able to do, Jesse, could you zoom in on Tausch even more? I can't see all of his nose hair.
Yeah, what are you doing?
I can't zoom out further. Sorry.
Those of you that are not watching on video, this would be a great opportunity. You could get up close and personal with Old T. But I think he looked with envy upon that offensive line that the Eagles trot out there. With good reason, they're great, right? They're yeah, the best offensive line in football. But I think this is part of that view. And we'll see if anything comes today on the defensive line. They lost T.J. Slayton in free agency. But, Tausch, when you talked about the idea of adding an interior lineman, and look, it's going to be kind of a tit-for-tat here because they are going to lose Josh Myers, clearly. They don't plan on re-signing him per Bill Huber, which, no blank blank, that's exactly the way they treated him and the way they talked about him. But what are the dominoes here? My understanding is it's Elgton Jenkins going to center. It's not Sean Ryan. It's not Jacob Monk getting the starting nod. It's going to be the primary plan is Elgton Jenkins to center. And that makes perfect sense to me.
We literally have, we've been saying, we've told you that all
right,
year.
Right, I understand, but I had more than a few people say, well, what makes you think it's going to be Jenkins? It could be Jacob Monk. It could be Sean Ryan.
Is that Brian?
That was not Brian. No. Brian actually texted me during free agency because he's an avid listener to the show, and was very concerned that they weren't doing anything. And then they paid a guard. So, he's got a kid who's an offensive lineman.
Free agency, again, it hasn't really even started. This is illegal. What's happening right now is illegal.
No, it's legalized. Legalized.
Yeah. It's legalized tampering, which tampering, I think, is still 7 to 10. I'm not sure what that
called. They did change it from tampering to the legal negotiating window. I saw they changed the name
that's
of
better.
It. So it's a little better. Yeah.
Tampering is 7
start
to 10
the league
years?
Year yesterday? Why not just start the league year?
Because then they would do it. Doing? Then they would do it several days before illegally.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that is one of the most mismediaized topics all last season. And I don't know if it was because Josh Jacobs was as good as he was, but we all had the O-line as, being really good. And I still, when you look around the league, I think the O-line had a good season. Obviously, Goody and Matt LaFleur felt like they needed to get a lot better. And I think Josh Myers, steady guy, good player, but you saw that Brian Bulaga was very harsh on him 2 years ago, lightened up a little bit last year, but I think that's more of the getting to the second level and displacing guys at the line of scrimmage. There was too much leakage, too many lost yardage plays. And so now you're Elgton Jenkins, you had that sense he wanted to finish his career at center. The ripple effects of this contract, how is that going to affect what Elgton Jenkins wants? Because Elgton looks at himself as an all-pro, as a Pro Bowl player.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he's going to want a new deal because I'm fairly certain he doesn't want to continue playing with no guaranteed money left, especially if they're going to move him to a new spot. There's a lot there. And then the Jordan Morgan component. This is all, again, Banks is going to be your left guard. That's where he's going to play.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to be your guy there. Elton's going to play center. And then it gets interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Is Jordan Morgan going to play right guard or is he going to play left tackle?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have one of those spots.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to be given every opportunity to earn that spot.
Mm-hmm.
But with the caveat of he's a first-round pick, he's going to play.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that going to be? And now you really want to start going full circle. Rashid Walker, you're not going to pay him top dollar left tackle money.
Mm-mm.
If you're going to pay Zach Tom top dollar right tackle money. Mm-hmm. And Zach Tom's going to get paid, believe that.
Mm-hmm.
So then do you look at potentially trading Rashid Walker for a high pick this season, or do you wait, tag him, and try to do something down the road? This is all of this crazy – whoa, all these thoughts and bubbles in your head. How are you going to decipher this? And the bottom line is Rashid Walker's a good player.
He is.
You're always got to be leery, but you don't want to overpay good players. You want to pay great players.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay's going to be up against it. This position just got a lot more. This whole group got a lot more intriguing because now you're looking at two spots that are going to be complete and utter coin tosses as far as what it's going to look like.
So is it possible that they don't like some of their offensive linemen nearly as much as we thought they did? Right.
Well, I think Sean Ryan, they've been very clear.
They've done everything to not give him the job. Yes.
And I give Sean a ton of credit.
Agreed.
He has been kicked and told that he can't, and he's not in shape, and he can't. And all he has done is answered the bell.
Yeah.
And he plays with a good physical streak. He's aggressive. I don't know how he, you know, I'm not going to sit here and tell you, oh, he knows, he's passing off stunts and all. I think he's a good, solid player. And I think he moves well. He's tough. And I love how he's handled himself. He
kind of Scott Wells-ish with the way he handled being told you're not good enough. Oh, really?
Probably.
Let me show you.
Probably not as bitter as Scotty was. I don't know. Maybe. I'm sure. I don't blame him one bit for being bitter. You keep getting told, oh, somebody's going to replace you, all this, and you have to keep telling people to blank off. I'm going to keep this job. I love that. Yep. And I think he deserves a ton of credit. But that whole group, Banks is going to get thrown in there, and it's going to be let's go. And all of the everybody else is now looking at it knowing my clock is ticking. If I'm not Zach Tom and Elton Jenkins, my clock is ticking.
Well, wait a minute now. Maybe Elton Jenkins' clock is ticking, too.
Maybe. Because now, if they pick up a center or re-sign Josh Myers, totally agree with you.
Well, I don't think here, do that. All right, so Elton Jenkins has 2 years left on his contract. We talked about him for avid listeners
are
to
you,
the program.
Whoa, whoa.
Like
are
Brian.
You are you implying, and again, what's that movie? I know the Hangover with what's-his-name, Galifianakis. With
Zach
all those numbers when he's playing blackjack?
Yeah.
A Beautiful Mind is also, you know, that's up there. Then you have Good Will Hunting with all of the equations on the chalkboard.
Yeah, that's you right
are
now.
Are you implying that Elton Jenkins might be on the trade block?
I'm not implying that.
Are you thinking he should be?
No. Look, I do not want, having lost out myself personally on Devontae Adams, I don't have any interest in moving on from another one of our guys, right? Comes on the show, a guy I could get insight from in the locker room. I am in no way trying to push Elton Jenkins out the door. My question is, could Goody? Because Elton Jenkins is 29 years, 75 days old. His birthday is the day after Christmas. Devontae Adams, by the way, his birthday is the day before Christmas, Christmas Eve. He has 2 years left on his contract. I would think that he's looking at Banksy's contract and saying, I could use a little something-something.
Sprinkle. Some
a sprinkle, as you like to put it. Also, I think Goody... Let's take a look at his extensions of late. Kenny Clark, Rashawn Gary,
yep.
Jair Alexander,
yep.
Bakhtiari. David Bakhtiari,
yeah.
This would be a third contract for Elton Jenkins. He chose not to give Devontae Adams, at, I believe, age 29, a third contract, despite him being a Pro Football Hall of Fame caliber player, who some have suggested Elton Jenkins, at least pre-ACL,
that injury cost him.
Was
yeah,
on
without
the track
the injury,
to
he
that.
Been a, he would have been all pro 5 years in a row, probably. So that's the world we live in.
So I am not, by no means am I trying. I'm doing a little of the, if you're, the,
Windy.
Brian
Windy.
Windhorst. Yeah.
You're Windy.
Yeah. I do not want, I want Elton Jenkins to retire as a Packer. But I find
all right,
myself.
Let me ask you this.
Am I wrong to, well, let me ask you this first. Am I wrong to wonder that based on that track record and based
you're
on
not.
His age?
You're okay. not.
Now
I'm
you may
curious.
Ask
Is it more likely that Elton Jenkins gets a new contract extension to put him at the top of the market for centers, which would be less than what he's making now, but he get more security,
mm-hmm.
or they trade him for a second round pick. Because I'm going to promise you this, Jason Wilde. I will promise you this. If they decide to let Elgton Jenkins go test the market, he will get broke off. He's going to get paid, and he's going to get paid big somewhere else. And from Elton's standpoint, I think at this point, he wants to get paid. He wants to stay in Green Bay. He wants to finish his career as the center of the Green Bay Packers, mm-hmm. and he wants to be paid what Dahlman got from the Bears yesterday. I don't know if Green Bay will do that. Maybe they will. They have him at a certain amount right now, right? 18, 17, 18 a year at a guard. So he would actually be taking a little bit of a trimmage, but he'd be getting a bigger guarantee, and I'm going to be the center here for 3 years. I just assumed. I had not thought of, so I appreciate you bringing this up. I looked at it more as a Sheed Walker, Sean Ryan, Jordan Morgan, Palooza, two win, one as the backup. That's what I thought, and I still think that's how it will shake out, but Laremy Tunsil got traded for a bunch of picks yesterday.
He did. Mm-hmm. Look,
you have a belief that you don't want to pay guys into their 30s, Elgton Jenkins ain't going to get paid. Period.
This one goes out to James in the YouTube comments. I am not in any way interested in stirring the pot. I am just following the breadcrumbs all the way to my beautiful painting inside the tundra tree.
No, I actually grabbed that and I burned it.
You burned
the pain
it?
Pain was too deep.
I don't believe it.
Yeah, I was up in
You're
Green
lying.
Bay last
You're
week.
You're lying.
And, oh, I
You're
grabbed
lying.
It and burned it.
You're lying. You're lying.
I grabbed it.
I did. I she told gone. You I didn't burn it or throw it away. You could give it to me again this Christmas.
You never even touched it.
I did. I set it behind a chair. So, I am in no way interested in Goody getting rid of Elgton Jenkins, and I'm definitely not trying to speak it into existence. I would love...
You just did. I wasn't even thinking about it.
Just
brought it up.
I would love for Goody to prove me wrong and have Elgton Jenkins retire as a Packer. And not one of those cockamamie, Elgton Jenkins has informed the Packers that he intends to retire with the club after spending 3 years with the Jets or wherever he might be. I do not want them.
I heard Pittsburgh is looking at him.
it's the word on the street. The bottom line is, though, what about Goody's recent extensions and the way he views 30-year-old players tells you that he is definitely going to pay Elgton Jenkins again? If push back on me, he can't be happy.
Clark. He just paid Kenny. Kenny is a high performer for a long time. Kenny is
not
the example
year.
Of why you would take that. You asked me why you would do it. Elgton Jenkins is still. You saw what happened when he left, man. The place crumbled,
well,
and that's
just
why
signed
you see
a guy
Banks
to play guard.
Banks is here to shore up.
Mm-hmm.
The Packers
are
very
O-line. Clever. Very clever.
Thanks.
Is it as
you
clever?
You can use that on Channel 3000.
Maybe I will. Is it as clever as the updated, extended 72-month news?
We have kept it. I actually took the read because it ended on March 8th. I actually took it.
Oh,
I ripped
no.
it up because I wanted it. And
you
I moved
ripped
forward.
It up?
And then, yes, and then
that was dumb.
I got great news for everybody. Extension! Elgton Jenkins, we hope he gets an extension.
Uh-huh.
Pella has extended the unbelievable deal that Gina and the team has put together. 6 years. All the stuff, the kids and the diapers and the schooling and the Senate terms
you,
and all the
you
stuff.
Don't have the,
that
you don't
six
have
years
the sheet
includes.
Anymore.
No, I do. I have it here. So right. I still have it. I
thought you burned it like the,
and
it the poster. Sorry.
Right, let me know ahead. When you're done.
I'm done. Okay.
And you can take up to 6 years. To pay off those brand-new Pella windows and doors at 0% interest, that's 72 months. Will Elgton Jenkins still be here in Green Bay? I don't know. Is Jordan Morgan going to be here?
Six
I don't know.
Years?
Jordan Love will still be here, I do believe. 6 years, zero interest, 72 months. And As always, a 10-year labor warranty is always included with your windows and doors, so they're secure for years to come. Certain restrictions do apply. I don't know when this is going to end. I think this week. I think we're going till Thursday or Friday. Certain restrictions do apply. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
We'll talk a little bit about Nate Hobbs, the Packers' cornerback acquisition next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. But I won't cry for yesterday. There's love in every world.
Somehow I have to fight. And this left guard Aaron Banks, not to be confused with Adam Banks, who joined the Mighty Ducks. Keyshawn Banks.
What was the Fresh Prince's dad's name? He was
Phillip Banks.
Carl Banks was an old. Who's the old? That's an old edge rusher for the Giants, right? Carl Banks.
Yes, very good player. I don't think he was a Hall of Famer on that team, but he was a very good player. So they also added Nate Hobbs. Roy Hobbs. You have any other Hobbs? David Hobbs.
Walter.
The Hobbit.
What's that cartoon? Tiger and Hobbs, right?
Calvin.
Calvin and Hobbs.
Calvin and
I've heard
Hobbs.
It both ways. Walter Hobbs is the dad from Elf.
There you go. Our buddy Rob Domofsky, through the ESPN contract portal, has the numbers on Nate Hobbs' contract. Which, again, okay. I'm a little confusified by because they can't even do it till tomorrow. But nevertheless, he's got the scoop. Signing bonus.
What are you confused about, Jason? Let me tell you something. Rob's got a relationship with the agent. The agent thinks it's a good deal. He's going to give Rob the info to leak so that it looks good for him so he gets more clients. Like, this isn't hard to kind of comprehend.
No, I thanks.
But technically, everybody's signed. They're all agreed sign.
Right.
No,
and
but
generally,
Jesse, you know, Jason is acting all dumbfounded. Like, well, I don't know how he got this.
I'm thinking
to myself, what do you mean you don't know how he got it? His agent told him and gave him the info.
I threw his video off this morning. I'm sorry. It's on me.
It is on you.
Are you guys trying to act like I'm being curmudgeon?
No, I'm not. I'm just stating.
God, you're annoying when you do this. You're so annoying when you do this.
$16 million signing bonus. Base salary for 2025, $1.2 million. He's also got per-game roster bonuses that add up to $600,000 and a $400,000 workout bonus. So he could potentially make $18.2 million this year. His base salary for 2026 is just $1.8 million. He does have a roster bonus, not guaranteed, at $6.25 million for next year. Then he's got per-game roster bonus money and workout money. This is not an onerous contract. This is as Tausch likes to point out, 2 years, and if we don't like you, and heck, 1 year, and if we don't like you, we can move on from you.
Take a little bit of a hit. So this is going to be interesting because we've all, you know, I heard you and Bulaga on my way back from Fond du Lac yesterday discussing kind of the Jair and, he's not cut yet. I think this Hobbs has been playing slot corner for most of his career, correct? I just want to make sure. I'm not going to lie to you. I have not watched a ton of Hobbs.
Yes, three of his four seasons, although someone told me yesterday that they think he can play outside, and they like the idea of him playing outside.
You can never have enough good corners. And when you can get, and I know Detroit went and got the guy that I think you were looking for in Reed from the Jets, you need to have guys that can cover, that can do, you know, especially when you're going to lose a guy like Jair. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if Jair has a roster bonus due. At some point, the metal's going to hit the roof.
He does not. They can wait as long as they want.
You're not in any sense of urgency.
Right.
And eventually you want to get something. You want to get a pick of some sort. Whether or not you're going to do that, I don't know. But these are just good, solid signings. And my point on Wisconsin's morning news this morning was, you know, fans, I get it, man. Fans were, I got done, was scrolling through X. It must have been back up because people are complaining it was off. And everybody is freaking out yesterday. Oh, Packers not doing, oh, Goody's playing golf. Oh, Goody's taking a blah, blah, blah. All right. You get the best guard available. You bring him in at a position that you felt needed to be fortified, banked up, if you will, shored up, if you like. And
you didn't even deliver it there. Jeez.
I'm going to continue. I'll keep working at it. And then corners that one of the spots that you felt like, man, we need to address it. I don't want to be hamstrung into saying at the 23rd pick, I got to go corner.
Mm-hmm.
You make a move like this that, as you put it, not onerous, not going to be something that'll hamstring you down the road if he doesn't. He can't play. First off, you don't bring him in if you don't think he can play. Hopefully he comes in and has, you know, even a bigger impact than a Keyshawn Nixon has done.
Well, he's also had injury issues. And I think that's another reason why it's structured the way it is, right? I mean, he's got these per-game roster bonuses, which they had kind of gone away from. And I feel like that is something that maybe they're saying, oh, boy, we should have put a few of those in Jair's contract, right? I mean, it pushes guys to play.
It's a motivator.
Yeah.
It is a motivator you're up against it a little bit.
And he's, you know, I didn't watch tape. I watched highlights, and everybody looks good in highlights. But he does appear to be physical, which, again, the conversation that I had on Sunday night with someone, they loved Jair until Najee Harris ruined his shoulder. And ever since then, he doesn't tackle. And in Jeff Hafley's system, they count on their corners to be physical and be willing to tackle. And Calvin and Hobbs tackles. He is physical. Now, is he going to be able to be physical and stay healthy? I don't know. But that is part of the calculus here, too, is we need a guy that can hit in addition to being able to cover. He's 6 feet tall, so he's a bigger guy than a lot of corners are. He's not super heavy, but he fits the suit. I thought that signing made perfect sense. But again, as Jesse pointed out, as an avid reader of Channel3000.com, this was not the cannonball into the pool of free agency.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, this is not sexy, right? It's not sexy to sign a left guard and a guy who's been a nickel corner. You know, it's not. By the way, did anyone else notice that the New York Giants signed a safety today from the Dolphins and paid him like $46 million? Maybe safety does matter, Joe Shane. But this is not as exciting as Josh Jacobs and thinking they were going to have Aaron Jones for about 45 minutes and Xavier McKinney. It's just not. But that doesn't mean these aren't two good signings.
Hey, Jason. Why did the Eagles beat the Chiefs this year in the Super Bowl? Why did they beat them?
Because the Chiefs could not protect Patrick Mahomes to save their lives.
They're just better on both sides of the line of scrimmage. Why did the Packers lose to the Philadelphia Eagles? Was it because their corner or their defense wasn't up to par? No.
Nope,
it was because Elton Jenkins fell. So this is a reactionary world. You try not to be. You want, and I think Russ Ball deserves, oh my God, a ton of credit. How he structures contracts and how he does things and doesn't put, even in the scenarios of Bakhtiari and Rodgers, which were onerous contracts that kind of albatrossed you down to the bottom of the sea, you were able to have enough oxygen to get back up. And part of it is you drafted well and you did some stuff, but now it's back to being Russ Ball cooking. And he's got two players that are going to be monster contributors on day one that you're not going to be tied down to for years. That's what you always are leery of and why Ted steered clear of free agency in the beginning of this run is because it sends ripples through your locker room. You're paying someone top of market, And anybody that's not making that, that's been a great player for you, is going to be irritated, and that's going to set that. And by the way, that is only amplified in today's day and age. Players now are more selfish, and I don't think I'm saying anything out of turn here. Smarter business people, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
It sends that, and it makes you pay over-the-top prices. Now, you could look at the bank deal and say, that's over the top. That's a lot. Elton's going to be mad. No, it's making more than Zach, Tom, Sean Ryan, everybody that you're going to be playing outside Elton Jenkins. His salary is going to be more than the whole group. And it's right until Zach gets his deal. All of those things have to go into your mindset as far as how you're doing things. And for Goody to pull off doing this, structuring it with Russ, he has been, I don't know what his batting average is on his early day signings. There's always, I'm going to sign, he's done pretty doggone good on June signings with Devondre Campbell and Russell Douglas and some of the other stuff. But of his big boy signings, day one or day two, who has he missed on?
Yeah, again, there haven't been that many.
I'm asking.
Jimmy Graham.
Okay. Okay. And by the way, Jimmy Graham wasn't no bum here. Like, he won us a. You keep saying he won us a playoff game.
He did.
Against the Seahawks.
This is his greatest moment ever. He definitely won them a playoff game. I do firmly believe that.
You hold a little grudge because he took Jordy's spot and did that. So you're a little jaded on Jimmy Graham. It was not like some bust-a-roni as a sign.
That's not.
You would make an argument, and you did this earlier, Jason, that his worst stuff has been the results, anyways, have been on re-signing his own guys the third time. And what does Goody do? Goody is a lesson learner. Goody learns lessons. And I think it's going to be more and more difficult for him to pull the trigger on giving guys big, fat third deals that are going to be onerous down the road. I could
Jimmy
see him
Graham,
doing something with Elton in a smaller on a smaller scale.
Yeah, he could do I hope that he signs him to an extension now, because it would also get his cap number down for the next two years. And then you placate him and you keep him on a shorter extension that keeps him happy and keeps him here maybe a year or two beyond where he'd be otherwise, but doesn't commit bonko dollars long-term to him, because that's not how Goody, even offensive linemen. That's why I love the Kevin Zeitler idea. I don't see that happening. He's turned 35 on Saturday. By the way, Jimmy Graham played two seasons in Green Bay. He caught 55 passes his first year and had two touchdowns. He caught 38 passes his second year and had three touchdowns. For a guy that was supposed to be a red zone target, he caught five touchdown passes in 32 games in the regular season. He was not a good
signing. He played all 32 games. He's a pilot, too. I just admire those guys that turn into pilots.
I bet he's also a Coors Light drinker, since we like him so much. And he certainly enjoyed Coors Light and talking to the media.
Coors Light, brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light is refreshing, it is crisp, and it is only 102 calories. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We will continue our conversation about the Packers' free agent foray. I am curious, because I don't have a problem with unsexy, obviously. Are Packers fans unhappy one day into the signing, into the negotiation period?
No.
If you were scrolling my mentions on the old X machine, there were a lot of people that are disappointed. If you go into our YouTube comments,
a lot of people.
There's a big battle going on. Big battle between those that think they didn't do anything to bring the Packers closer to a Super Bowl and people who think they did a really good job yesterday.
Jesse, can we do a YouTube digi today, or an in-break digi, and take on some questions that people are irritated about? Because I'd like.
Can't we just take
I'd
on
like
questions during the show?
No, we can do both. But I like doing digi only too during a commercial break. That's no big deal.
Yeah, you do that.
Well, take a break, Jason. You're working hard. You're working hard.
More next. It's Digi and Tausch.
We're on the Badgers.
Who would have thought after two seasons?
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
That Greg Gard would have less of a hot seat than Luke Fickell.
This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
YouTube comments. I got somebody who wants Kyle Juszczyk. Joseph.
I guarantee you LaFleur probably is a big fan, right? He's part of that Shanny whatever deal.
I got another person who wants Cooper Kupp.
Nah.
Have we learned nothing?
No.
Look, again, I like older players. I like guys that have been there, done that, know what they're doing. I believe that veteran experience is important and valuable.
But guess what? I'm wrong. I missed yesterday. I missed your thoughts. The Packers never reached out to Davante Adams. Is that what I heard?
You did.
And
none. Zero.
Why,
nada.
Do you think it was just... Explain. Can you explain to me? Because I know that Davante would have been interested. Fair?
I know that Davante was interested. Now, does that mean he would have chosen the Packers at $18 million a year instead of the Rams at $23 million a year? No, I'm not saying that. And look, I said something on KBN. They posted the video of it. Then my mentions on Twitter were flooded because, poor Davante. No, Davante doesn't feel, I don't want to speak for him, but I guess I will. He's not sad. He's not curled up in a ball going, the Packers didn't want me back.
Oh, just waiting for a gordita to show up at his house.
They closed down my Taco John's. Or Taco John's. They do They do really have very good potato lace.
They must have good ice cream.
They do. It's fried ice cream, like Chi-Chi's used to have.
Choco Taco.
So I think he... clearly wanted at least the conversation and the opportunity, right? And that's not, I mean, it's obvious. Did you watch him on Kay Adams' show ever? Did you see the green and gold shoes post on his IG? Mm-hmm. Like, he clearly wanted at least the opportunity.
I think he would have enjoyed that, but I have to give, and this will be shocking to Ned, I'm going to give Goody a little bit of grace here because the last thing you want to do is try to jordify it and give him a lowball offer that would be disrespectful.
They already did that once to him, yeah.
And that conversation.
By the way, I keep getting people telling me, well, the Packers offered him more and he chose the Raiders. So congratulations to the Packers. They did a great job of creating complete garbage after they traded.
We all know that's garbage. Yeah, that's garbage.
A lot of people swallow it whole.
A lot of people. I like the fact Goody could have just said, you know what, Davante, we'd have loved to have you back, but you're going to make more money somewhere else. Would that have been nice? Sure. It's not Goody's job. He's not in the feel-good business. He's in the business of winning games.
Yeah, for sure.
But... $23 million a year. I don't mind that Green Bay passed. I still think it just made a lot of sense. Good for Davante to get that in Los Angeles with Stafford. He's going to have a chance to win. He's going to be West. He gets all the things that I think he led you to believe. But I do wonder if Packer fans are all right that there was no effort at all from Brian Gutekunst.
Right, because he's 32 years old, and Goody doesn't believe in that. Like, and my point was. We spent so much time talking about him, and I do believe wholeheartedly that it made sense. Yeah. It did. I believe that. And I don't know where Matt LaFleur ultimately would have landed on this, Because I'm sure part of him was like, no, no, let's roll with what we got. I'm sure another part of him was like, yeah, he could really help us. I do firmly believe that this offense is going to run through the tight ends. I think they are planning on Luke Musgrave being the guy that they want him to be.
I don't think they can bank on – they can't bank on Luke Musgrave.
No,
they
but they got Chipotle Tuck. Ben. He's pretty good. No,
they're not Chipotle Ben in anything either.
They have Tucker Kraft, and they are hoping that Luke Musgrave becomes the guy they believe he's capable of being. And then they've got a tandem. My point
Question for you. I know you don't want to get into the Devontae thing. I know you guys talked about it yesterday, but it's at top of my mind. Do you think that Devontae – how did his tenure in Green Bay end? Did that affect anything as far as moving it, having him come back? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, did he finish his time in Green Bay in a great light where everybody's like, man, we're going to miss him? Or was it more of, nah, is that a part of the equation as far as why maybe Green Bay's interest was nothing?
I don't know what Goody was thinking. I don't know if it was as simple and clear-cut as he's 32, we don't do this sort of thing. I am philosophically opposed to this. Okay? That might have been it. Now, do I know? I mean, I don't know how you could be anything but happy with how productive he was in a contract year that most guys would not have played out. Most guys would have sat out until they got a new deal going into the 21 season. Most wide receivers definitely would have. And he didn't. He played it out and then ended up, I mean, look, would he have been better off had the Packers made a good, not great offer to him that was palatable enough before 21 to sign and he just stayed here? He had doubts about Jordan Love. We've talked about that a bunch. He's basically admitted he was wrong. He did it on Max Crosby's podcast. So there were a bunch of moving pieces. But that's all past is prologue, man. Like right now, look at your wide receiver room. Christian Watson will not be back until November at the earliest, and we don't even know what version of him he'll be.
I've seen him running on a treadmill already until March.
I'm just, again, the conversations that I had only firmed up my opinion of where that timeline is going to be. Okay? Romeo Dobbs, you don't know if you can count on him or not. You don't know about the concussions. You don't know about him being a different type of cat. You don't know about his dissatisfaction. If he goes out there this season and just puts his head down and plays his tail off, he's going to make himself some money, whether it's from the Packers or someone else, probably from someone else. Are Dontavian Wicks and Jaden Reed going to make a big jump in year three? I don't know. I see them working out, right? I saw the three of them in some park in, like, Florida or
California.
Sounds
like a Channel 3000 story coming up. Get on out there.
They got
and bet in.
Yeah.
If they offer an opportunity for you to spend 2 days verboing with them to do a embedded story, are you going?
Sure. I'll go. Yep.
Why don't you ask them? You have their numbers. Text them and say, can I come out for a day and just follow you and report back on what you're doing? Because you were enamored and loved that story like no other. You took all that grief. Head out there and do that. Would you do that for us? Give the fans what they want.
Sure. Yeah. I would love to. All right. We need to keep moving here because we're...
Will Green Bay add another wideout before next week, which would be the 18th of March? Is there going to be another wide receiver added? I think the Ides was last week. Will there be a wide receiver added?
No.
That's going to drive Packer fans bonko. Next spot, I think the only thing left is going to be an interior defensive lineman. That's what I think. Although, I love when the Packers Twitter puts these little crumbs out. They Hansel and Gretel it. I'm hearing big things. Somebody on Twitter, a Packer Twitter guy, put out. And then somebody else, a Packer Twitter guy, puts out. I wonder if we're hearing the same thing. What are we hearing? I'm intrigued.
I think
what is it?
I think I know what that is.
Can you tell me after the break?
Yep.
All right.
After you tell us about UW Credit Union?
Oh, am I excited. New partner alert, Jason. New partner alert. You're looking at a UW Credit Union member. Old T, I've been with about a year now, and I am excited that they are joining our show for every stage of life. UW Credit Union is here for you, proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years. I'm going to help you reach your financial goals. And you know what? If you're ready to give fees the stiff arm, I know I am. UW Credit Union can help. No monthly fee checking, overdrafts that never cost more than $5. They can save members over $12 million per year. Join today at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
I've been a member longer than you. Ha, 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 ha.
Whoa, way to go.
Oh, snap.
More Will Deeds House straight ahead. Stick around.
The Milwaukee Bucks, the Indiana Pacers.
Giannis working downhill to the rim, stuffed it home with two hands.
Tonight on Madison's home of the Bucks, 100.5 ESPN.
It's a beautiful day. Sky falls and feel like it's a beautiful day. To let it get away on the road. But you got no destination in the mind.
Well, to what do we owe this honor? Never meet your heroes, but call them on the phone during their radio program. It is Ron and the Key. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. Speaking of that, I mean, Tausch, you put a pickleball place in my hometown. I feel like you're trying to get closer to me.
I do. And I think we're trying to find a way to set up a vacation together over Sarah's birthday. That's our next step in pickleball spot and then vacation. That's kind of what we're thinking.
We're going to Punta Cana. We'll see you there. Anyways,
okay.
Speaking of trips, as my daughter just found out that her Orlando basketball tournament got, you know, she's can't, they're not going. It occurred to me, Jason just agreed to go spend 2 days in Florida with three guys he covers for his job, but he wouldn't go to Florida with his wife and daughters.
Interesting.
Take care. Be good.
Ron is a real pot stirrer, isn't he? He's a big pot stirrer. Doesn't he like stirring that pot?
Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. If you need legal representation because you've been seriously injured in an accident, there's only one call to make, and that is to David and his team. 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. Go to the website, find out more about the firm, all the great lawyers that are there, and most importantly, everything that David and his family do in our great communities. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. I have an inkling as to what a little birdie told me this. Not the same one that told Tausch that Kevin Zeitler was going to be a Packer, though.
I said interior offensive lineman. Come on now. Well, I did. I hope it was Zeitler, but I did.
Talked a lot about Kevin Zeitler for a couple of days.
That's because you didn't get a phone call back from him.
That would have been helpful. Yeah, it would have been nice. The 10 o'clock hour starts in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.